This is Twit.
Tell us about the cap atop your head and your app pick of the week.
Well, you know, I felt like taking over the world today, Micah, and so I thought the best way to do that is clearly aboard a pirate ship, and therefore I'm wearing a pirate hat because, you know, pirates win. So my app cap tip for today is nothing to do with pirates at all. It's a lovely little app called Affirmations, made by a friend of mine called Justin. This is a great little app in that its entire purpose is to send you notifications and show you some widgets and things to basically improve your life a little bit. It's a free app to download. And so you can see it's recently sent me two lovely affirmations. You're so brave. And the other one was, I believe in you, you can do it. And oh my gosh, this is so good. So I am just going to, there we go. Affirmations is right here at the top as a widget. So I've opened it up and it says a clean room feels so nice. Affirmations has a point. I should probably do some tidying. But under the settings, you can do things like customize the affirmations. So say, for example, you don't want Pride Month affirmations, or you do want Pride Month affirmations, but you don't want current event ones. Then you can toggle those off and it will rotate through these on a regular basis. You can even add custom affirmations. So say, for example, a friend or a partner said something important to you and you want to add that as a custom affirmation, you can do that. You can also filter specific words out should you want or need to. You can set up the notifications. So you can have, I have three notifications coming through per day. My day I've defined as starting at 8 a.m., ending at 10 p.m. And it's limited to random times. I can also schedule specific ones. So say, for example, you always want a great little boost just before you go and join iOS Today and sit in the live stream. If you have time for that, then you could do that as one of your scheduled notifications. You can also just customize the appearance of the app and all sorts of things. But what I really like, it's this section here in the settings. So there's a breathe section, a fidget section, and a mental health resources section. And I'm going to start at the bottom and work up. So the mental health resources basically tries to link to mental health resources around the world. So that, you know, if you want or need help, then you can go and look for them. So say, for example, you're in the UK and Ireland, there's some emergency numbers here. There's some general websites, some help for addictions, depression and everything. And of course, if you know of something that's not on one of these lists, then you can let Justin know and he will go ahead and add that to the app. He wants this to be a resource for people. Similarly, you're feeling a little bit stressed out and you just want to mess with something. Well, hey, look at this. There's this great little fidget mode where I can just toggle off these toggles. I get some haptic feedback as I go through things. And this is really great for just like, you know, messing with stuff and, you know, giving you that little bit of feedback that you really want or need. And then there's Breathe. So we have Breathe built into the Apple Watch. If you don't have the Apple Watch, Breathe along with the dot. And this is, you know, really nice just for, you know, you want to sit and breathe and be calm. You can do that here in the app. But most of the time I use this as a widget on my home screen. It's right here at the top. The world might suck right now, but you don't. That's the affirmation for this moment. And this will update as time goes on and it refreshes regularly. If you edit the widget, then you can do things. I've enabled the gradient. I've enabled high contrast and I've turned off green. So it's always going to be reds and blues and purples because purple is my favorite color. It's got to match my hair. But yes, you can customize all of this. And this is a great app and it's free to download. Add it to a stack of widgets on your home screen and let iOS rotate it in and just give you some positive messages throughout your day because, you know, who doesn't want a little bit more positivity in your life?
Agreed. Yeah, that's awesome. And available in the App Store for free to download. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some optional tips in the app if you feel like, you know, Justin's done an amazing job. But equally, you know, as he says, mental health shouldn't be and self-care shouldn't be behind a paywall. So I completely agree with that.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. All right, folks. I am showing you my app pick of the week with a jaunty hat atop my head. This is, what do you call it? A deer stalker?
Yes, it's a deer stalker. That's the kind of hat that Sherlock Holmes wears.
Yes, exactly. The Sherlock Holmes cap, which I tend to keep the ear flaps tied up, but they can go down as well. Are you able to hear the brilliant music that is playing?
Yes, it's quite loud in comparison to your voice.
let me turn it down. Did that help at all?
That's about right. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I wanted to talk about this. This has been available in Apple Arcade for a while, but it is one that I started playing recently that I've had quite a bit of fun with. There are multiple types of experiences that you can do. You can go through the entire Oregon Trail, which is the explore section. But there are also quick play options for playing some kind of mini games, which are like fishing and hunting. And then some challenges as well that feature shorter trips along the Oregon Trail to kind of help you go on. And then journeys, which are kind of the same thing, but they also involve some stories. So I'm going to tap on journeys because I want to talk. So some of these, like the main one, which is the Oregon Trail, is that journey that you go through. There's the prologue, which kind of shows you how to get started. Tall Tales, which I haven't played yet. And if you see the little map here, it's showing you kind of how far along the trail you have to go as you go through it. Winter Migration and the Nature Trail, which I recently completed, where as you're going along, you just see a lot more animals than you normally would. And Bitter Winter, which I have not successfully... Wait, no, I did... Yes, I achieved that one. Bitter Winter was tough. Essentially, you have to try to survive while it's very cold outside and find your lost trail mates. But Lost Hollow was a very hard one, where instead of it being like a trip through the Oregon Trail, you have to try and determine how many of your survivors you should send out to try and like reclaim supplies or help the rescuers come quicker. There are all these different resource management tasks that take place, but I'll show you, let's go with Tall Tales, just so you can kind of see how this works. You start your journey. It asks if you want to see your friends' gravestones. Basically, if you have this connected with your other friends over Game Center and you are following along the trail, you will see their gravestones where their characters passed away on the trail as you're playing along. So Game Center integrations are really good with this, really clever with this. This is part of Apple Arcade. So for $4.99 a month, you get access to a bunch of games that are ad-free. And you can see we've got some dialogue happening here. I surely did, barely took a week. How about this then? As we are both headed the same way, I wager that I shall gather more pelts than you en route. I accept the result will put your ego to rest, if nothing else. So this one is a journey that requires you making stops along the way to collect pelts. It just so happens that the reason I haven't played this one yet is because I am the worst at that mini game. I'm good at the fishing. I'm good at some of the other games, but this one is particularly difficult. So we can tap on the bottom right here to see our people, Harris, Ellen, Isaac, and Laura, and we see their health, their morale, their stamina, and their current hygiene. Tapping on one of them shows us kind of what the character is like. I once had this person's a Slack. So because they're a Slack, they are less likely to want to complete tasks. So if you choose them to try to like fix the wagon or something like that, sometimes they'll say no. But I'll tell you, the worst person to possibly have on your team is a person that is a pessimist, because they will bring your whole team's morale down. Their morale drops by 1 point every day because they're pessimistic. Sometimes they won't complete tasks that you want them to complete because they're just like, ho-hum, the world is against me. Don't get a pessimist on your team, whatever you do. You can, when you play the full-on version of the Oregon Trail, you can choose the people that you want. I can see my wagon here. This shows what I have in stock. I've got bullets. I've got my knife for making pelts, medicine, some pelts that I already have, some traps that will increase the amount of meat that you have whenever you go hunting, and then meat that's been collected thus far. So then I've got the map. You can see that we're there on the Missouri River, all back home for me. And there's a campsite and then the Pawnee Village along the way. Another cool thing about this version of the Oregon Trail is that it does tell stories about Native Americans, and it doesn't try to do it in a way of like Native Americans just come along and help the interlopers, and that's that. It helps to talk about the devastation that these interlopers wrought on the country and on the Native Americans themselves. So it's a little bit more historically accurate than the original version of the Oregon Trail, which was completely, you know, washed for, I mean, whitewashed is probably the best way to put it, because that's kind of what it was. You can trade with people here. Now, trading supplies is different from actually going to a store. Here, you've got different offerings. And when you choose one, you can use your characters that have a high charisma to try and haggle the price down, or you can pay the full price depending on what it is that they want. And then you can always sell pelts and fish. I'm going to go ahead and click depart or tap depart here as we leave and go to the next thing, just so you can kind of see the way that it plays out. So it says, keeping ahead of Beckworth will give us the advantage, but we must make sure to hunt along the way. Should we lack for supplies, we'll visit fur traders to replenish them when we can. So we will, we want to go to the campsite next. We'll travel here. And then there are different goals or challenges that you can complete along the way. If you reach the next settlement in 6 days, they'll give you 37 coins. If you collect pelts, then they will give you one medicine. I'm very much going to be collecting pelts. That's the whole point. I can tap on this. It says the camp of a trapper looking to buy or sell furs. So you can trade for these different things with that person. I'm going to tap on the question mark up here. But before I do, you can see at the bottom, you've got your rations and your pace. So choose filling rations, but if you do kind of want to choose a more strenuous or grueling pace versus if you went bare bones and chose grueling, it's very hard, not only on your characters, but also on the animals. Their stamina will drop faster. Their hygiene will drop faster and you'll have a lot of issues. I tend to go between filling, grueling, and meager, strenuous are the two that I stick with. So we'll go with meager and strenuous right now. Tap on the question mark in the top and choose travel here. And now they're going to take off along the route. And this is where we start to see things happening. So as we're going along, there will come some stops along the way. I'm going to tap over here. And I wish I had some wheel grease, because if you apply wheel grease, then your wagon will deteriorate as quickly as you are going through. So at any moment now, something bad could happen. It's kind of randomly generated, just like the original Oregon Trail. But there are ways to sort of mitigate the effects. So you can see this was the sort of random thing that happened. The wagon jostles as the unsmooth movement of the oxen pulls it across the ever-changing ground. I can discard my 100 meat, or I can try to repack, since there's part of my wagon that's been damaged. I'm going to repack, and I just move it over into a place that doesn't have those red squares. The orange squares mean that those areas will be the next to drop an item if you have one stored over one of those orange squares. I'll tap back, and we can keep moving now. And we're going to be coming up to this first object, whatever it happens to be, because it was just a question mark. Also along the way, while you're playing, you can tap to collect different animals that you see on the trail. And we've got here, this is the hunting spot. So obviously we're going to choose Harris. He's clearly the person that is the hunter. We'll tap continue. And now you can see what the mini game looks like. It is a little difficult. I'm putting my fingers in the bottom left and right of the screen. You swipe to move, but you have to make sure that when you do, you are angled perfectly toward the animal. And by the way, it's delayed. The bullet does not shoot as quickly as you might expect. And so I'm very, very, very bad at this game, this mini game, and end up wasting bullets. So that's why I have not played. Oh, and a buffalo takes like 3 shots to take down. I don't tend to shoot the buffalo, not only because it takes 3 shots to take down, but also because it makes me sad thinking about how the original settlers just completely destroyed the buffalo population. And then Harris carried back 30 pounds of meat. So we have more meat to eat, but then also Harris can go ahead and obtain pelts and use a knife to do so. And now we got 6 pelts out of that. The knife has gotten a little worn out, and we move on to the next thing. That gives you kind of an overview of how this works. Most of it is not like this, where there's this one challenge that you're trying to complete, which in this case is collecting pelts. Most of the time, the main game is just taking the journey through the Oregon Trail. You can choose your characters, you can name your characters, and then along the route, you can start to grow their skills as you complete the different things that happen along the way. It's a lot of fun. I've been enjoying it. Adding, you know, more to the journey and everything like that. And the other thing that I love is that it saves along the way. So I can tap the settings menu, choose quit journey, and it will save me back to that original progress when I get back there because I'm logged in with Game Center. So that, folks, is the Oregon Trail, which is available on which is available in the App Store as part of Apple Arcade, the $4.99 subscription.